Our pregame coverage continues from Salem. I'm now joined by manager Colin Woody. Woody, it's been a pretty good week for you guys so far. Two really good wins to start the week, offensively speaking. How good is it to see the bats have two really, really good performances so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you the same thing I told our guys is obviously April was a bit of a down month for us. We saw some really good things. We worked really, really hard. And, you know, early this week, you're starting to see, like, what the capabilities of this roster is. Like, there's a lot of talented players in that room. And what we're seeing this week thus far is sort of all that hard work pay off and these guys showing how talented they truly are.
Now, how much credit do they deserve? And even hitting coach Christian Paulson too, because going through those struggles of April, even the last 2 weeks, you guys struggled to score some runs, still won some games, but to break out like this, how much credit do they deserve to stick with it, trust the process, and let the results play out?
Absolutely. I mean, like, being headstrong is an important thing that we talk about with these guys, and you know, especially young players, you know, getting to this level, there's going to be struggles that we expect because we've seen it before. But you know, some of these guys haven't struggled that much, so for them to just trust us shows a lot, sort of for their makeup and their character, to trust us that, like, hey, continue to work. I know it doesn't feel like you're getting much right now, but trust us. So really, really cool of them to trust us and to continue to work. It definitely not finished products quite yet. Like, there's still a lot of work to be done, but like, these guys are showing, like I said, how talented they are. And as far as Paulson goes and the rest of our support staff, that's, you know, grinding out in the cages every day, like, the work happens every day, no matter whether we get blown out 12-0 that night or we win 12-0. Like, the work is going to be consistent. We're going to work our tails off. That is the expectation that the organization has set for us, and that's the expectation that us as staff members set for these players. And everyone has bought in, and everyone has been doing it, from the beginning of spring training until now, and it's going to continue on through the rest of the season.
Now, one thing that helps your lineup is getting guys like Colin Tufte and Ellis Cuevas back in it. Tufte's been on a roll since he got back. Cuevas was a big part of your guys' run at the end of last season, so it feels like this lineup is so much more deeper adding two names like that back to it.
Absolutely. Sometimes that's what a roster needs. You get a little, you get a little outside help, and it sort of sparks everybody else as well. Tufte's been hot right now. He's obviously a good player, a good hitter. Kind of coming into his own a little bit here at the plate, and it's good to see. Cuevas is going to get going here. It's been obviously a weird start to the season for both of those guys, and some players are hotter starters than others, and I have full confidence that both of those guys are going to start tearing the cover off the ball and have good seasons.
Now, tough specifically because he had a pretty scary injury in spring training, so for him to come back, play fearless the way he has, and really do a lot of good things at the plate, even defensively as well, playing multiple positions, it feels like mentally he's at a pretty good place with what he's doing right now.
Absolutely. I mean, incredible human being, like, put the baseball player part aside, like, incredible human being, incredible fortitude to be able to just take the injury that he took and immediately, as soon as he was healthy and clear to do so, like, get right back to it, get right back to work. That guy has, shown some serious fearlessness, and it's really cool to see. Like I said, sometimes you add a guy to a roster and it adds a spark to your team, especially when it's a guy like him who all of these guys know what he went through, and to see him going out there and playing, with his hair on fire is definitely very, very encouraging for the rest of the roster as well.
Now, you guys are playing winning baseball in May right now. You've got a winning record this month, and we've talked about, obviously, how good the offense has been this week, but it feels like you guys are playing a lot more clean games. Offense has been good. You're pitching the ball really well the last few weeks, and defensively, you've done a lot of good things as well, so it seems like it's all coming together, and it feels like this is a team that can contend and win a lot of games as the second half gets closer.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a lot of confidence coming into this team, or coming into the season with this team, really talented roster, sort of on all sides of the ball, pitching, defense, hitting. And we got off to a slow start. And, there's no denying it. That is what it is. But you're starting to see sort of like why we were all very, very excited about the players on this roster. Because you're right. Like, things are starting to come together. We're starting to blow some teams out. We're starting to, win close games. Like, things are starting to fall for us. Obviously, last night didn't go our way. But it was a close game all the way throughout until the bottom of the eighth there. And, yeah, they put up a big spot on us. But, like, if we had taken the lead at some point in those middle innings, who knows? Like, maybe the momentum of that game is different and they don't do that. Like, we're in all of these games and we feel confident, from the first pitch until the last pitch of every game.
We're talking to manager Colin Woody. Before I let you go, I do want to hit on Yasmeel Bousset. We've talked on him before, but as we sit here on May 23rd, he has been one of the best hitters, not just on this team, but in the entire league. So as we're almost 2 months in the season, are you surprised by the numbers he's putting up and really everything he's accomplished this year? Because he has been a breakout star on this team.
Yeah, I mean, he's been unbelievable. The amount of comfort that it looks like he has at the plate right now is incredible. I mean, he was a guy who I've always known. I've known him for a few years now. I've seen the swing for a few years. I've always thought he has a great swing. Big thing for him was adjustability. And that's something that him and Paulson have really, really, really tackled hard coming into this season. And you're really seeing that pay off. Like he's showing some good plate discipline by laying off of tough pitches outside of the zone. And then when pitchers do come in the zone, he is all over their stuff. And in years past, he had been kind of like a one speed type hitter, but he's obviously showing now through all the work and development that he's gone through that he's able to hit sort of any pitch. You throw it over the plate and he's going to hit it close to 110, and infielders beware.
Woody, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Mitch.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with First Pitch and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.